announcements. Thank you for coming back in. First, a few quick announcements. We continue with the video series this afternoon, 1 o'clock, Behold Your God. It's well worth your time to stay. Hope that you can. 1 o'clock today, video, Behold Your God. And then this coming Saturday is the Thanksgiving Sweetheart Banquet. I think we have over 40 people signed up now. This is your last opportunity. If you haven't signed up, please do. It's at 5:30 this coming Saturday, and there's no charge. The youth are putting it on. It's always a great night. Love to have you there. 5:30 this Saturday. But you need to sign up today if you're going to be coming. Sign up sheets in the back of the room here. Next Sunday, we have a presentation by missionaries to Alaska. Their name is Aaron and Rachel Houts, and hope that you can all come. Well, they'll present during the Sunday school hour and in the afternoon service. And there is a possibility for hospitality if somebody would like to help in that way. But missionary presentation, missionaries to Alaska, next Sunday. And then I've been handed this. This is a notice for the annual ladies' retreat out in the hills. That's coming up. The actual retreat is at the end of March. Deadline for signing up and payment is the beginning of March, March 3rd. But there are a number of ladies who have gone different times and have come back with good reports. And I think if you talked with Mrs. Torberson, she might be your primary contact for information. And there's an announcement up on the bulletin board in the hallway there. Ladies retreat, it's for put on by Liberty Baptist Tabernacle, Independent Baptist Church out there in the hills. Those are the announcements I have, so if the ushers have come forward, time for our morning offering. Mr. Haugard, would you lead us in prayer? Turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and there we receive instruction on how to observe the Lord's table. We see that the Lord has left us two ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. instructions are very clear and very important to follow carefully, that being established by the Lord. And so we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and around verse 28. Well, let's start at verse 26 through 28. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So there's our opportunity to encourage us all here to examine ourselves, or actually ask the Holy Spirit to examine us and let us confess sin and be cleansed and observe the Lord's table worthily. So let's sing the hymn related to this topic, and then we'll have a time of private prayer.
If you would take your larger hymnals, turn with me to hymn number 57.
Thank you.
bow our heads, close our eyes, have a time of private communion with the Lord. Ask him if he sees any wicked way in us, lead us to confession and cleansing. Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Today we're going to remember the Lord in relationship to works. And so now I'd like to address you with the scriptures, starting with Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. You're familiar with that text. It's one of the most well-known texts in the scriptures. I trust you memorized Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. John 3:16, John 1:12, and right up there near the top would be this one. It's one of the most very important of all texts to understand this doctrine of works. Virtually all religion outside of the realm of Christianity have confusion about the doctrine of works. And within the community of Christianity, those who have that moniker, though they may not be truly Christian, there's much confusion about works. It's one of the very most important topics for us to understand, to apply, and also to declare to others. So pay close attention to the scriptures listed and take notes, and maybe the Lord will give us opportunity to share them with others this week. But the title of the message is Not of Works. Would you read with me, please, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the title of the message, Not of Works. Well, let's start with the question, what is meant by works? The idea is this, having a code of conduct meriting heaven. A code of conduct. I do these things and don't do those things, and I can merit going to heaven when I die. That's at the heart of what's meant by works. It means, first of all, do enough good things. Just some examples. Coach Little League. Donate blood. Rescue animals. Walk for cancer. Give to hurricane relief. Quit smoking. Be a good father. Be a caring mother. A long-suffering wife. An honorable citizen. Be baptized. Attend church regularly. Hold an office. Not to speak lightly of any and all of these deeds that can be done. We're not saying that we shouldn't do them. They're good to do. But we cannot say doing enough of these good things will merit heaven. Do enough good things. On the other side of that, don't be doing a lot of bad things. Don't murder. Don't steal from work. Don't cheat on your spouse. Don't curse much. Don't skip church much. Quit smoking, quit watching bad videos, on the list could go. And surely you'll go to heaven when you die. How could anything else be fair? But of course, we do not go by a human perspective of fairness. The question is, what is just? And God has already declared what is just, and I think I would stand by His word more than by any human feelings. So what is meant by works?